Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And as you also know, ladies and gentlemen, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, baby. Hope you have a good, fantastic weekend with you and your family. And I hope you focus on the things that matter most. I hope you turn to God Almighty. I hope you turn to your family. I hope you do something for all three, God, family, and country this weekend. Make sure you take time for the important things, would you please? It's all about prioritization. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had on Kirk Crosby talking about all things liberty. We had on Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com, giving an honest money report. We talked about owning a new vehicle. It costs around $10,000 a year now. The average price of new vehicles, believe it or not, recently topped $40,000. We talked about depreciation, a measure of how quickly a car loses value, makes up 40% of all ownership costs. So buying a car, you know, 2, 3, 4 years old, very, very wise indeed. We talked about, remember, that cars lose a tremendous amount of value in the first year or two of ownership. We talked about the incredible heartbeat law has gone into effect in Texas. It's called SB8, which bans abortion after the heartbeat can be detected. Usually they say that's a 6 weeks reality check. Wonderful news out of Texas, standing for pro-life. The liberals have lost their minds over this. The Supreme Court said, we're not going to touch it. That's great news. But then they left the door open and said, but we can always revisit it. We're talking about states' rights, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the states having the authority, the dual sovereignty, to simply nullify now. I commend the state of Texas. I wish Utah would follow suit. Other states are considering it. Ron DeSantis of Florida saying, hey, we'll probably jump aboard on this too, and I pray he does. I pray more and more and more states stand up for pro-life. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we talked about after a tough 2020, workers are going on vacation more and more now. You going on vacation, folks? I can't afford one. Joe Biden refuses to answer questions about the Afghanistan crisis. He says, I'm not supposed to answer questions. This is one of the biggest reasons I think Joe Biden needs to be impeached. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you mean you're not supposed to answer questions? Who on earth is running your administration? Who's calling the shots? We elected you, not some unknown bureaucrat, professional do-gooder, criminal that tells you you can or cannot answer questions. Why can't you answer questions? Who says so? Who gave them authority, huh? We need to dig into that big time. He said this repeatedly over the last 7, 8 months, ladies and gentlemen. It is serious, serious indeed. Did Biden just confirm his advisors are the ones running his presidency? I don't know, but it's very, very strange to make statements like that, ladies and gentlemen. Do we have a shadow government going on, blatantly admitted to by your, I don't know what you want to call it. Is it really the president? If he's just nothing but a shill, if he's just nothing but a figurehead, but he's not really in charge, what is he? Is he your president? I think not. So very serious allegations created by his, I don't know if you call them missteps or candid reality. I don't know. But nevertheless, very concerning, to say the least. Shame, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden will not be impeached or removed from office. Mitch McConnell, the guy's a nutcase. A shame on you, Mitch. You've already folded. You've already put your cards on the table before you even had the chance to start or negotiate, ladies and gentlemen. They say he won't be removed for his handling of the deal in Afghanistan. But you've now capitulated, and it's going to be very hard to impeach Joe now for any reason, because Mitch, the minority leader, already caved, already put his cards on the table. What a failure. What a disgrace. Some of these leaders are just a piece of work. What a sad tale to tell. Shame on Mitch. They ought to make sure he never gets elected again. I'll tell you that right now. We're suing Twitter, and we need your help, says Army Dillon. And I appreciate her efforts there, but at the same time, I tried to call her and help out, and she's not interested in my involvement or help. She virtually told me goodbye. Go talk to Donald Trump. Now she emails me every other day begging me for cash. What's up with that? Activist Judge Linda V. Parker, in my opinion, is a criminal. She literally orders sanctions for pro-Trump lawyers. I'm telling you, activism from the bench is out of control. All right? I'm just telling you, way out of control. Sidney Powell, L. Lynn Wood, seven other attorneys just getting a beating by her sanctions. She claims they should have never brought the lawsuits to the courts. She's now referring them to their home areas, trying to disbar them, trying to completely destroy their careers. Judges should have no authority to do that, ladies and gentlemen. This is out of control. I mean, this literally, Linda V. Parker is just a flat-out tyrant in a robe. I mean, crazy. The other thing that I think about this thing is if you're not very careful, if you start to chill lawyers like this, there'll be no attorneys that'll take up any cause that we care about. They'll be too afraid. They'll be disbarred. They'll be sanctioned. Their careers will be destroyed by a whacked-out judge that's on a bender. Somebody needs to rein these people in now, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't, you will rue the day that you let this stuff continue. The checks and balances are simply out in America today, and that's exactly what we need to make a difference. We also talked about the good news, Roy Moore. The trial court dismissed my 2017 campaign committee from Lee Corpman's lawsuit. Anyway, bottom line is Roy Moore proving Lee Corpman's lying. The case rolls on. Great news for Roy Moore, Alabama. Our prayers are with him. We also talked about this incredible statement from a whacked out professor. Professor Derek Hook is the guy's name. Okay? Derek Hook. The guy's whacked out. White people should commit suicide as their last ethical act. The guy's a nut. He's from Pennsylvania College, I guess, and he just simply believes that white people should commit suicide as their last ethical act. And here's what I would say to this white guy. He's white, by the way. Why is he standing around telling me that I ought to commit suicide as my last ethical act? Why is he still standing around? I mean, he ought to just go ahead and take action according to his own desires, right? Or own viewpoint. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating for anybody to commit suicide. I'm just telling you. This is the funny thing. It's like these, you know, bombers. The guy that makes the bomb doesn't want to die. He's not, you know, that into self-sacrifice like the bombers are, right? So I find it interesting. This guy wants to tell everybody else that's white, you got to commit suicide, but what's he doing still standing around? Maybe if he had already taken his own advice, we wouldn't even be hearing from him, right? Now, I'm not advocating for him to take his own life. What I'm telling you is that the psychotic viewpoint of that is what's insane. I'm not into kamikaze stuff, folks. I think this professor needs some mental health counseling. I mean, the guy's a nutcase. I hope he doesn't commit suicide. I hope he stays alive, and I hope he can get his head together. I'll tell you that right now. But his viewpoints are absolutely psychotic crazy. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. News the Network should refuse to use starts now. Chris Carlson with me. Discussions of all things Liberty. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson, reporting for duty, sir.
Roger that. Welcome to the broadcast, my friend. First story up, Rand Paul emails me begging for money. And I hate to be so cynical about this, but I want to just call a spade for a minute. You know, our side has always been willing to shoot ourselves in the foot over and over. It's just stupid. And I brought this up for years. I got a beef with Rand Paul, a beef with half of the, quote, conservatives in America today, because here's what they do. Here's what Rand Paul says to me first. Senator Rand Paul, how long will my voice be censored, he says. How long will my voice be censored? This is a free speech crisis, and it requires immediate action. I agree with him there. But here's the interesting thing. He emails me and he says, Dear Sam, it's happening again. First, YouTube suspended my account for telling the truth about masks. Thankfully, your generous contributions allowed me to stay afloat during that difficult time, ensuring my voice was still heard. I'm extremely grateful for that. But now Twitter's going on a rampage against me and against dissident voices. My ability to get information out to the public is once again in dire jeopardy. The left is on a nonstop crusade to erase our voices completely. The number of people that have been silenced by Twitter recently is stunning. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene got shut down. The press secretary for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis got shut down. Former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson was repeatedly shut down because he disagreed with the mainstream views on COVID. This is a free speech crisis, and it requires immediate action, Sam. Recently, I told you about my move over to Rumble, an upstart free speech competitor to YouTube. And I've also been posting on LibertyTree.com since they're coming after me. However, these websites are very small. And getting my message out to the public without the use of those platforms will be very expensive. Now, write that down. Yeah, it'll be very expensive, Rand Paul. You're right, my friend. There's a reason for that. We'll talk about it in a second. And all this comes at a time when I'm facing a well-challenged, well-placed challenge to my Senate seat. My voice on those platforms may be completely silent while my opposition has plenty of money to rock and roll and tell their tale. Sam, will you help me with cash, says Rand Paul? I got a response on your radio in seconds.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Live and on your radio, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips always, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman, Chris Carlson with us. A discussion of all things liberty. We're talking about this email Rand Paul sent me. Senator Rand Paul says, Sam, how long will my voice be censored? This is a free speech crisis and it requires immediate action. And then he goes on and tells me how dire it is. He's on other sites, but they don't have the mojo to keep up with the big boys. And please help me now and give me cash. But this is a 20-year plus battle that I've had with conservatives. When Ron Paul ran for president in 08 and 12, he raised a lot of money for the American people, literally $100 million about. And in one day, they raised $6 million with Ron Paul's campaign. And I appreciate that. That's wonderful news. It shows the conservatives have deep pockets, and many times they're willing to put their money where their mouth is. But all we did was take that money and spend it on the mainstream press. Now we come back to the trough every single time saying, Sam, we got to have money because, golly, this is expensive and we really need your help and we can't keep up with the Joneses when it comes to political spending to make sure that we remain relevant and da-da, blah, 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 blah. You know what, Rand? And your father, Ron, and all you other conservatives, I built a nationally syndicated radio network, Liberty News Radio. I've also partnered with another one called LovingLiberty.net, okay? And I've put my money where my mouth is. I literally sold a house. I sold my house and rented and bought a radio station, okay? Now, I'm not here to tell you that I'm the quintessential solution maker, but I am telling you that I have put my money where my mouth is, that I am practicing what I preach, okay? That's the point I'm trying to get across. Now, I told Rand and Ron and all these other people back in those days, back in 08, you gotta buy your own radio stations. You gotta build your own platforms. You've got to create your own ways to tell your story. Yes, it's expensive. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's a road to hoe. But if you do it in a couple of short years, then you'll be the one that can now advocate for your cause, and it won't be super expensive, etc. Well, they didn't listen to me, and now every time we're behind the eight ball. We can't get our word out. Da-da-da. The conservatives have never built any real platforms to tell the tale. Now, some could say, Sam, your platform's so small that it doesn't matter. And my response is, yeah, but I built it myself, and I put my money where my mouth is, and I did it along with a few other very well-placed supporters. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I did it all by myself. I'm just saying, really, it was me and a few great supporters that made it all happen. Just imagine if we took that $100 million that Ron Paul raised back in the day, that $6 million in one day, and we built our own organization back in 08, where we'd be today. And so I don't mean to be rude, but when Ron Paul, Rand Paul, all these people email me begging me for money so they can turn right around and spend it on the mainstream press, I am not impressed. In fact, it's downright offensive. Then I try to call them and work with them and give them some guidance, and they don't want to listen. They don't want to talk. They're not interested. But yet they're going to continue to beg me for money. It's a shame. And I'm telling you right now, to answer Rand Paul's question, how long will my voice be censored? It'll be censored as long as we the people do nothing about it. It'll be censored as long as we don't build our own platforms. It will be censored as long as Americans don't support my platforms. And when I say my, I don't mean Sam Bushman per se. I mean other conservative platforms as well. You got to support Rumble. It's a small site, but you know what? Thank heavens for those who had the guts to start it. What if we would have started it 10 years ago, not two or whatever it is, right? Okay, Liberty News Radio, Loving Liberty Radio Network, LovingLiberty.net. What if people would support that with real money? Okay, instead of running it on a shoestring, doing our very best, worrying about how we're going to have the money monthly to take care of business. Ladies and gentlemen, 1,000 Americans, that's all, 1,000 Americans, if they would put a dollar a day into the sacred cause of liberty and into the media and into these sources, we would have literally $1,000 a day. 1,000 Americans with a dollar a day. That's not a big tall order, but we would have $365,000 a year. All right. How much money is that? Well, it's about 30 grand a month, right? 30 times 12, 360 grand. Okay. It's close enough. Fine. You would have $30,000 a month to tell the tale of liberty. This radio network could grow by leaps and bounds with that kind of money. But when I get 10 people to put in a dollar a day, or 20 or 30 people to put in a dollar a day, you know what? I'm grateful for those supporters, and it keeps us alive. 50 people, 100 people. Don't get me wrong. I'm grateful for those. But that's not enough to make it happen. It's not enough to make a growth effort out of this. Anyway, I digress, Chris Carlson, but I want to bring this up because, man, on the internet, everybody's just begging me for money, 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 all so they can toss it to the enemy. And then wonder tomorrow why they're not any better than they are off today. It's insanity. And if we keep doing what we've always done, we're going to get what we've always got. And I wish people could pay attention, but you know what? Yeah, I've been talking about this for 25 years and it falls on deaf ears, sir.
Well, and I'd like to work a little bit different angle on this media thing. For 4 years, Donald Trump, our champion, criticized the mainstream media. But you know what he did not do, Sam? And this was very glaring to me, maybe not to others, apparently not. He didn't give the American public alternative media suggestions like Loving Liberty Radio Network, LouRockwell.com, JBS.org. Why didn't he do that? And then Ron Paul would have had plenty of exposure because the American public would have rejected CNN. They would have rejected Fox. They would have rejected NBC. And they would have gone over to these alternatives, and they would have been flush with money because they would have gotten thousands, maybe millions more donations from these new people. Anyway, so I thought I'd work that angle. And one more thing about
Amen to that. And I want to say this before you go on, too. You know, I appreciate that. I also wonder why a Donald Trump, you know, he claims he's going to start his own media thing, but I haven't seen it yet. But I also say, why didn't he, with his own corporations, spend a little bit of money? All right, Mike Lindell and Donald Trump could spend money with us on the radio, or could provide a stipend for us. He could write it off on his taxes if we worked it out right and put our heads together and different things. And they could put plenty of cash into us and make it grow. I mentioned 1,000 Americans for a dollar a day. But you know what? Donald Trump or Mike Lindell or some of these guys could give us $1,000 a day and not even blink an eye. I mean, I'm talking about over 3 years, it's only $1 million. It's not even big money. All right, so there's ways it could be done, but nobody gets together, nobody solves it, everybody just runs around in panic. Oh my gosh, it would be too expensive to do anything else. We've got to have you give us money. We've got to then give it to the mainstream press to get our word out so I can stay elected, or whatever the case may be. And I just say, you know what, shame on you guys. Until you learn to build your own institutions, as small as they may be, and until enough Americans to back those small enterprises by people to make them grow, why is Rumble way small compared to YouTube? Why is LovingLiberty.net small? Because the people haven't jumped to the cause, to the sacred cause to which we're engaged. That's why. And so how long will your voice be silent? I predict a lot longer, and it's going to get a lot worse, Rand, until you find a way to work with us, and until we find a way to work with others who have money, and until we, the entrepreneurial spirit, get together and do our own thing and make it big enough to really compete. It's going to take money, time, effort, blood, sweat, tears, prayer. I know about it. I've been doing it for 25 plus years, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not here to point to me as the important guy. I'm just telling you, if we don't do something different, it isn't going to change, Rand. Do you get it yet? So anyway, there's my rant, Chris.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And, you know, the American people bear a lot of the responsibility. We're lazy. Well, I say we, you and I, Sam, are not, but the American people in general, where do they get their news? They think that Fox is still conservatives. They're lazy. Seek and ye shall find, Sam. If you really want the truth, you can look. And I've got proof of that. The fact that I found Loving Liberty Radio Network and other sources of honest news, behind-the-scenes news, tells the rest of the American public that they can do the same, and I invite them to do so. So,
Brighty on TV is a new startup as well. There's people trying to make a difference. What we got to do is make sure that we fund them. If you want to make a difference, ladies and gentlemen, they're small now, but they could be big if the American people took it seriously and we all got involved and said, we're done with the mainstream press. We're going to make a difference. But you know what? This Christian nation has turned its back on God, is now reaping the whirlwind. I think that's really the bottom line. If Americans truly did turn to God, truly did pray, repent, and do the things that we're talking about on a daily basis, and then put their money where their mouth is, I think we'd have a different outcome now. By small things, God says great things are accomplished, Chris.
Yeah. 1 Timothy 1:7, Sam says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Do you see a whole lot of evidence of that happening here in America, Sam, under this fake pandemic scenario that we're going through?
Only to the very few.
Yeah, the spirit of fear seems to be prevailing. And I know people personally who are Christians who seem to exhibit that spirit of fear. I'll let the commercial break go.
Quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Carlson, he'll rock and roll on the other side. I concur. Christians are running around in fear when they should replace it with faith and prayer and honest effort on our part. If we do all that we've been asked, can we trust in God to take care of the rest? I am convinced the answer is a resounding yes, indeed. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Remnants of Ida brought rainfall and flash flooding that caused havoc across the northeastern United States over the past couple of days. More than 40 deaths have been reported from Maryland to Connecticut. Insurance broker Aon is reporting flood-related damage in the mid-Atlantic and northeast is expected to result in a double-digit billion economic damage toll. That's about the same estimated cost from the southern states where Ida made landfall last weekend. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, on Thursday stopped Virgin Galactic from flying its Spaceship Two until the agency completes its final mishap investigation report from its July flight. The FAA said Spaceship Two deviated from its air traffic control clearance as it returned to Spaceport America in New Mexico on July 11th. Virgin Galactic admitted the flight did drop below the altitude of the airspace for a short distance and time, about 1 minute and 41 seconds. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Walmart is raising their wages. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Walmart is raising hourly pay by a dollar for more than a half of a million workers before the holidays. Walmart's U.S. chief executive noting this is the third time the company has increased salaries in the past year. The retailer's U.S. average hourly wage is now $16.40 an hour. This comes as Walmart announced earlier this week it plans to hire 20,000 workers for its supply chain as the holidays approach.
Fire crews took advantage of decreasing winds to battle the Caldor fire near South Lake Tahoe, California, on Thursday. Some residents were allowed back to their homes. This could be a temporary reprieve as dry weather and a weekend warming trend could change things and the threat very quickly. 22,000 residents were evacuated days ago, along with casinos and shops across the state line in Nevada. The fire is 27% contained as of Thursday night. USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Carlson, Sam Bushman on your radio. This Christian nation has turned its back on God, and now we're reaping the whirlwind, ladies and gentlemen. Serious, serious business. Indeed, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, we're not acting like a God-fearing nation, Sam. Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the radio, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I heard the music stop. So Psalms 91, 2 through 3, Sam, it says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Do you know what pestilence means, Sam? According to vocabulary.com, a pestilence means a deadly and overwhelming disease that affects an entire community.
Yeah, we sure familiar? Got one of those, they claim, don't we?
We do. Are we putting our trust in God? You know, we're supposed to be a 75% Christian nation, Sam. Are we acting that way? I don't see a whole lot of evidence of that. We believe that this vaccine, I guess only about 47% of the nation has taken the vaccine, which is encouraging. That's less than 50%, you know, but that doesn't say much for that 47%, you know, because we really don't know what's in the vaccine, because a lot of the ingredients are proprietary. The drug companies don't need to divulge that information, which to me sounds very suspicious, but we're allowing people who we should regard as our enemies to inject a foreign substance into our veins, which we know, according to VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, over 13,000 people in America alone have died as a result of the vaccine. Yet we're continuing to...
Well, over 500,000 have been seriously injured as well.
That's right. That's right. And there's a scripture I'm going to read right now, if I can find it. It says that our bodies are God's temple, at least the temple of His Holy Spirit. Are we desecrating that temple by allowing a foreign substance whose ingredients we don't know to be injected into our body, Sam?
Well, and let's be clear, an experimental foreign substance, let's be clear.
Yeah, it's still experimental. Well, according to some, there's a lot of controversy as to whether or not the Pfizer vaccine was actually authorized by the FDA, but I don't want to get into that. But over in Japan, they had to send 1.63 million doses of the vaccine back. Do you know why? A batch of Moderna COVID-19 vaccines in Japan has been tainted by stainless steel, an investigation has found. Takeda had announced on August 26th the suspension of the use of three batches totaling 1.6 million doses of the vaccine, following reports from a vaccination site of a foreign particulate found in the vials. It was stainless steel. Do you want that stuff floating around in your veins? I don't. We don't know what else is in there.
The idea is just crazy. What will stainless steel do in your veins, you know?
Yeah. And we do, and there's no mention by Fauci, any of these other experts, the CDC director, Lewinsky, about our immune systems, about exercise, about diet. Yet there's ample advice by reading scripture, by reading the Bible, that there are ways that we can maintain good health and stay consistent with our devotion to living a Christian lifestyle. For example, in the book of Daniel, we talk about Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Do you remember they were given a diet by the King Nebuchadnezzar so that they could...
it was a diet of meat and fancy foods, and they wanted to stick with pulse, right?
Yeah, pulse, and you know, pulse is basically seeds and nuts and, you know, wholesome things.
And grains and such, yes. They wanted pulse and water.
Yep, pulse and water. So that they would not defile themselves with the king's meat, according to Scripture. As a result, and this is a quote from Daniel 1:20, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king required of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that was in his realm. So that tells us that diet has a tremendous impact on our health, Sam. Yet we're not hearing anything from the CDC or NIH or World Health Organization about maintaining healthy diets.
Frankly, I don't really hear that from any religious leaders on a mass basis either, really.
No, a lot of them are touting the vaccine. I've got a quote right here from Franklin Graham. You know who Franklin Graham is, right?
Of course.
Franklin Graham is the son of Billy Graham, who was a famous televangelist. Here, I'll come to it. He says, and this is not a quote, but he said that Jesus would have supported getting the COVID-19 vaccine, which to me is blasphemous. How do we know that Jesus would have gotten that? Well, you know, Jesus healed through the power of the priesthood. He probably wouldn't need a vaccine to heal people or heal himself. I know that there are a lot of religious leaders who are really, really promoting the vaccine, including the leader of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago. And I still refuse to get the vaccine. I went into a lady's house the other day. I travel about in my business, Sam. And very nice lady, very strong Christian lady. Three times she said, "Chris, this is your mother speaking." She's not really my mother, but you know, she wanted to emphasize that she really cared about me. She said, "You need to go out and get the vaccine." And even though I tried to explain to her that I don't trust the drug companies, that I have a niece or a grandniece who actually died from a routine MMR vaccine. I don't know if I've told you that, Sam. But even before that event, I knew that these vaccines, regardless of, you know, what disease they address, I knew that these vaccines and the chemicals that they put in the vaccinations are deadly. So, but people don't want to listen to that.
They're deadly, and they also have problems, meaning that all the vaccines to date that relate to the coronavirus, every one of them has origins of baby fetal cells in them, which means aborted babies are really in part and partial to the vaccines. And you could say, well, no, Sam, that was back in the experimental days, or that was back in the this, and that was back in the that. I understand all that, but the origins still are that baby fetuses and baby fetal tissue. And what they do is they slice and dice these words. So then they'll eventually say, well, you're not exactly accurate, Sam. Scientifically, it's this. I know all that. I'm just telling you that there's a moral conundrum for many of us Christians who say, you know, I just can't use something where we've literally murdered babies in the testing, in the early stages, in the continuation, or whatever you want to say, of these vaccines. I can't be part of that because murders of babies took place to get us where we are today. Some would say, Sam, don't worry. It's, you know, we've washed all the problems out of it now. It's not in the modern. Well, this is where you get to the ingredients. How do you know? How do we know what was when, where in their processes? And the answer is we don't. But we know that it's uncontested that in some way, fetal tissue of some kind was involved in the process along the way for these vaccines. And so when you get an experimental vaccine that's got, you know, fetal tissue from abortions involved, I can't be part of it, period. Not to mention the belief that they're not safe and effective as well. But I'm just saying that's really the crux of the argument for many Christians, justifiably so, Chris.
Yeah, I don't want that innocent blood on my hands. I know that. I don't want to drive that industry. You know, maybe the reason that we're so sick is because we're not maintaining good diets. We're not exercising. We're not living according to Christian principles. In fact, according to the CDC's own website, Sam, and I kind of stumbled upon this by accident. I wasn't really looking for this. The CDC admits that 6 in 10 Americans today, Sam, have at least one chronic disease. 6 in 10. That's over 50%. Okay? So I pose this question. Maybe the reason that they claim, and I know this is kind of bogus, but I know maybe the reason that they're claiming that so many people are ended up in the hospital has nothing to do with this COVID-19 pandemic. Maybe we're ending up in the hospital because any type of virus, whether it be a flu, whether it be a cold, whether it be a syncytial virus, maybe it's because 6 in 10 Americans have these underlying conditions. Now, why isn't the CDC addressing those underlying conditions? Why isn't the CDC doing anything to try to improve America's health in general, regardless of the vaccine or regardless of the virus? Okay, so we send our tax dollars to the CDC. We send it to the NIH, Food and Drug Administration, Health and Human Services, the WHO. All of those agencies are getting taxpayer dollars in massive amounts. If they were doing their job, Sam, should 6 in 10 Americans have a chronic disease today? So, and why are we, if that's the case, why are we putting our trust in these agencies? Why don't we turn to God? This nation has turned away from God. We don't trust in God. God has promised, that scripture I just read, Sam, in Psalms 91:3, if we trust in the Lord, he will be our refuge and our fortress. And he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
But we got to realize that God leaves it up to our agency, ladies and gentlemen. We have a choice to make. It's very clear. The good news is there are a few people speaking out. We'll tell you about them in seconds on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
leave a message, press 1. To change your message, press 7.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Mark here. Wow, I love college, really. I never knew living on my own could be so, good for me.
To change your message, press 7.
So, here I am at college. It's cool. Well, of course, it's only been a week.
To change your message.
Hey, it's me. I was just remembering that time I hit my first home run, you know, through the garage window. Thanks for not being mad. No.
To change your...
Hi. Boy, I miss you guys. I miss my room. I miss waking up to warm socks straight from the dryer. Warm socks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Hi, it's Mark. Love you guys. I'll call you later.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, we have agency and a choice to make. Will we turn to God or will we continue to turn our back on Almighty God? Do we trust God or trust man? But there are people speaking out, and good on them for doing so. Chris?
One in particular that I would like to talk about is Archbishop Vigano of the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, to be specific. Do you want to hear what he had to say about this whole pandemic?
Absolutely.
Okay, so in an article that you can find on LifeSiteNews.com, he talks about the Great Reset, and we've talked about that in the past. And the name of the article is The Great Reset from Start to Finish. And here's what he has to say. And this is one archbishop that I can get on the bandwagon of. He says, with the pandemic, little by little, they told us that isolation, lockdowns, masks, curfews, live-streamed masses, that's with the Catholic Church, distance learning, smart working, recovery funds, vaccines, and green passes would permit us to come out of the emergency. And believing in this lie, we renounced the rights and lifestyles that they warned us would never return. And he quotes the authorities who say, nothing will be the same again. And that's probably Klaus Schwab, but he's quoting, nothing will be the same. We really didn't get into Klaus Schwab last time we talked about this topic, but we might do that in the future. And he goes on to say, in this long series of great resets organized by the same elite of conspirators, not even the Catholic Church has managed to escape. Like all frauds, those that are hatched by the devil and his servants are based on false promises that will never be kept, in exchange for which we give up a certain good that will never be restored to us. And in place of the word good, I thought that was an okay choice of words. I put the word rights, because they are rights. They're given to us by God, and they cannot be violated by man. So I'm glad that at least one member of the Catholic Church recognizes the fraud that's being perpetrated upon us. And hopefully this gets out to the millions of Catholics out there who probably just blindly follow the Pope. Hopefully they're not blindly following anybody, but I know a lot of Catholics that do, you know. Just
like a lot of all kinds of religions that do, right?
Including our own, Sam.
Now, Archbishop, this gentleman, Vigano, also has the guts to not only tie the false pandemic and the manipulation relating to the pandemic to the Great Reset, talking about it from start to finish, saying, look, they have an agenda they've tied this to as well. So I commend him for being willing to connect the dots. That's really important to understand, ladies and gentlemen. They've got an end game with this thing. Be very clear, Chris.
Yeah, there is an end game. And I have another quote that I think we need to read. We've read it in the past. It's a leader of our own church who used to be the Secretary of Agriculture under President Eisenhower. And this strikes right to the heart of the issue, Sam, because it's about individual agency, or what other Christian denominations refer to as free will. So this is Ezra Taft Benson, who was once the leader of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as well as serving in the Eisenhower administration, as I mentioned. He says, in 1988, in an official church meeting, he said, evil is more highly organized, more cleverly disguised, and more powerfully promoted than ever before. Secret combinations lusting for power, gain, and glory are flourishing. A secret combination that seeks to overflow the freedom of all lands, nations, and countries is increasing its evil influence and control over America and the entire world. And if that doesn't describe the situation we find us in today, Sam, I don't know what does. Because these secret combinations, and I will give them credit, this pandemic is a very clever technique that they've used, because what does it do? It appeals to our sense of duty. It appeals to our sense of love and concern for our fellow man, which are all Christian attributes, right? Yet anything, Sam, I would suggest, anything that denies us of our free will or our individual agency is not of God. It is of the devil. And here's something that I wrote in connection with that. As members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we must remember that in Satan's counterproposal to Jesus Christ's plan, he, Satan, was not proposing that we be forced to do evil, and this is an important distinction, but that we be forced to do good, at least presumably, okay? And that's what we're seemingly being forced to do in this pandemic situation. The government's not telling us to go out and do evil. They're telling us to do something that will save us, at least, you know, physically. I continue, anyone who attempts to do this comes out in open rebellion against God's great plan of happiness, regardless of whether it is implemented through an evil dictatorship or a benevolent democracy. Anything that limits our ability to choose or limits our choices is not of God and is antithetical to his plan and our best interests. And that's what we're seeing played out in this pandemic for the last, 18, 20 months. And it should concern you as a Christian. God does not work through coercion. God works through persuasion. He works through reason, through love. But he never uses force. God will, you know, the greatest of all, God will never force us to get baptized. He'll never force us to read his holy writ. He'll never force us to be baptized. That needs to be voluntary. But they use this ruse that, well, you know, if we're not vaccinated, then we're jeopardizing the health of others. I don't buy that. In fact, if you're vaccinated, Sam, doesn't that protect you? If you're wearing a mask, shouldn't that protect you?
Well, only if those things work. They're admitting they don't work is the point, and they know it.
No, they don't. And they know it. So they're trying to foist this false narrative on us that if we're not vaccinated, then we're jeopardizing the health. When it's been proven, an Israeli study, I don't have it in front of me, an Israeli basically said, more people who have come down with the COVID Delta variant have actually been vaccinated. And there was
yeah,
another,
while they say at the same time the breakthrough infections are quite rare, they got caught lying. They said they were quite rare, and then the Israeli study came out and blasted that to smithereens, proving their lie. Ladies and gentlemen, and other people are starting to learn about this, and a few have the guts to speak out. So, for example, let's talk about this Pfizer board member, Scott Gottlieb.
Yeah. Scott Gottlieb, former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, who is also a Pfizer board member, noted that natural immunity gained from a prior COVID-19 infection needs to be included in discussions about virus-related policies and mandates. And then I wrote, as a response to that statement, the fact that former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Scott Gottlieb had to note that our God-given natural immunity gained from a prior COVID-19 infection needs to be included in a discussion about virus-related policies and mandates is telling. The complexity of the human body is incomprehensible to the human mind. Its maintenance must be in harmony with the teachings of the Creator. There are many biblical teachings that help guide us in this endeavor. Okay, and we already talked about our diet, where Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah insisted that they not eat the king's daily dietary portions of meat and wine, and that as a result, they were wiser and better off than all of the other courtiers in his kingdom. We also read that that our bodies, and this is in Corinthians 6:19, saying, we read, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? And God has given us means whereby our bodies, if we're giving our bodies the proper nutrition, can fight these diseases off. If not, Sam, we would not have 7.8 billion people on planet Earth, because vaccines didn't come around until the last 50 years. So how did we survive pandemics before the advent of the vaccine? Okay, and there are many people that I know, you probably know, who have never, from the time they were born, taken a vaccine, and they're very healthy. I wish I could say that for my own kids. I didn't know what I know today when my kids were growing
And I wish
up,
I could say that for me and you, too. I think we were loaded down by unintended parents as well, meaning well. But you have to learn. But this Pfizer member, board member, Scott Gottlieb, basically says, look, we got to discuss natural immunity as part of this discussion. And that's what the mainstream press, along with our current government, doesn't want to talk about. For example, I have natural immunity. I think I got both COVIDs, the original one and the Delta variant, and I believe that I have immunity. But they then go on and say that their antibody tests can't be counted on. They're not reliable. They don't confirm anything. Anyway, it's a long story. We could talk about it next hour with Dr. Bradley, but all I'm telling you is they're admitting flat out they don't have a way to really know what your natural immunity supports per se, which means they don't have a way to know what the vaccinated immunity is either. So it's a very strange scenario in which they're pushing with their agenda. But even two top FDA folks have now been woke, whatever you want to call it. They've woken up about this, and they're saying, you know what, we're not going along. Chris?
Dr. Marion Gruber, yes. These are very top executive officials. Dr. Marion Gruber, director of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's Vaccines Office, and her deputy, Dr. Philip Krause, reportedly said they don't believe there is data to support the Biden administration's push to offer COVID booster shots later this month. Yeah, I agree. And they also had qualms about giving vaccines to young children under the age of 12. And there was some other opposition. So strongly did they feel about this, Sam, that they resigned from their offices. And Alex Jones thought that that was, extremely beneficial for the anti-vaccine community to use against the FDA and the Biden administration, et cetera, et cetera. I don't see a whole lot of media coverage of that fact, and I don't think we will. But, you know, I do think that that's a bombshell. I mean, these people were team players, and all of a sudden they turn around and they resign in protest to all of these vaccines being pushed. So
yeah, I think it does show the truth, which, you know what, very few people stand up, but when they do, you really got to kind of pay attention to it and say, hey, this is whistleblower stuff, at the same time as they resign, right?
Yeah. So there are some rumblings. People are coming to terms with the fact that something is amiss in this whole pandemic, because we've never responded in the way that we're responding. You know, even during the Spanish flu of 1918, you know, I guess there were some people that were required to wear a mask. I don't know about the vaccine. I'm not really qualified to talk about that. But this whole scenario that we're following, to me, it is inconsistent with what I've been taught through the Bible and through Christian living in my entire life, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray hard. It's time to repent and live right. It's time to turn away from trusting in man. It's time to turn away from this. We're going to force everybody to do good, Satan's plan. And it's time to turn to God Almighty. That is where your peace, stability, safety, that's where it all lies, ladies and gentlemen. For Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, spread the word. God save the Republic of the United States of America.